This weekend is St. Patrick's Day, which reminds me of one of my favorite proverbs. If it's not scotch, it's crap. This is the perfect pour.
Look at me. Look at my belly. Look at my body.
Sorry.
He's Scottish.
Well, it's
what?
I don't know.
No way.
Yes, way.
No, it's not.
That's an opening.
You know what?
I know how to make things weird. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the beers. I'm Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And I am Rad Stacy.
Are you?
A little toasty. I'm a little.
Are you mid Stacy or Rad Stacy?
Why?
Bear Stacy? Was that?
I didn't go bowling tonight, so I just started drinking.
So you lived life.
I lived life.
You're like, you know what? I'm not going to go bowling tonight. I'm going to live life. Hey,
my athletic self does not have to be on tonight. Yeah, I'm just going to go drink beer and eat pizza.
Yeah. Ooh, more about that. Been caught drinking. We're going to be hanging out for you for a little while here and drinking some beers and talking about beers we drank last week. Beers are looking out for. The listeners are going to hopefully, fingers crossed, call us about some stuff. We're going to talk about some culture, and that's going to be it. It's going to be fun. It's episode 552, and that's it. We're ready. I'm drinking a Slice Beer Company. It is Rocket Science, a West Coast Double IPA, and it's West
Finally
Coast.
Finally something that's Rocket Science.
It's West Coast. It's clear. And it's delicious and donated to the show by Was It Corvette. What are you drinking, Nick?
I'm drinking Big Grove, a real nice surprise, triple dry hop, hazy double IPA. I thought it was a triple. I'm wrong. Oh. It's a triple dry hopper.
Oh.
This is a BA Cyclone beer.
Real nice surprise.
Hazy, so I left it in the can. Real nice. Clark.
Christmas vacation reference.
Had trouble with the name of this damn beard. Soldalen Saison from Dreaming of Fields Brewing Company from VA Cyclone.
Yeah.
And it specifically says Stacy on it because, you know, we don't want Mikey to get caught with a Saison around him. He breaks out in hives.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be able to go to work tomorrow if I have a Saison.
And I just looked it up. It's true. A Fat Bastard from Austin Powers is Scottish.
That's right.
He's a henchman hailing from Clydebank, Scotland.
Mm-hmm. That's how they make him in Clydebank.
That's what makes it funny. We're mixing it up.
Listen.
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
All right.
Get in my belly.
Look at my body. Culture. Oh, Nick, do you have some culture to start with?
I'm really honing in on whatever's hanging back there. Those pants hanging behind you?
Probably.
Oh, great. Now we're going to stop everything to look at the pants.
Trying to figure out their pants.
They're inside out pants.
Okay. All right. Now I'm good. I was like, what the fuck is that? Okay.
Laundry.
Laundry. It's usually just t-shirts back there, which I can totally understand, but the pockets were throwing me off. Yeah.
We're just going to have to scrap this episode, guys. Everyone, thanks for...
It's
Nick has pants hanging in the background. There's no way we're going to be able to continue this.
At least there's nobody in them. I mean, let's be real here.
Yeah, that would be weirder, I think. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
What do you have, Nick?
I don't think that plastic hanger can handle somebody in the pants at the same time.
Oh, I could do
that. That is a titanium hanger painted to look like plastic.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Well, culturally speaking.
Culturally.
What you got?
Nothing.
Well,
cricket.
I've got some pub culture shit that I'd like to see go away along with... self-pouring systems.
Ooh. I was supposed to read this article about alternate versions to Guinness for St. Patrick's Day, but I did not do that.
Oh. We just wing it. What do you think should replace Guinness? Anything that's also nitro?
Once upon a time when we had the Body in the Bog Irish bar, they used to serve a beer called Beamish, which was a Guinness.
I do remember that.
There's a one, there's a display. The market has a little a side stack that's actually in the middle of the aisle. And they got a little St. Patrick's Day stack. And there's, God damn, there's another Irish beer that it's not nearly as famous as Guinness, but it's always there.
Murphy's?
Not Murphy's. That's good.
Murphy's,
Killian's?
Not Killian's either.
Smittick's?
Maybe it's Smittick's. Like in a...
the old Smitty's?
Yeah, Smithwick's?
Looks like Smithwick's.
Smithwick's?
Smithwick's. That's always... I go up and I'm like, can I get a pint of that Smithwick's, please?
Smithwick's. Can I get some of that Smithwick's?
Looks like Smithwick's.
Listen, Americans, it's pronounced croissant.
Croissant. I was just impressed.
Sorry, I had to throw that one in there. It's not croissant. Croissant. Okay.
Oh, what
was it? McDonald's?
Okay, you saw where the same real you? As I did.
Were you gonna, Rad CC? What were you? You're gonna complain. We know the self pouring. What about? Yeah. I think it was on the forum. What about those systems? Or no, maybe somebody sent it to me on Instagram. Those systems that do it like automatically. You put the glass in, and then the it pours. It does a robot pour. Is that okay?
Yeah, that looked okay. I mean, it had like little. It was a little bit more foolproof, right? It took the human out of it a lot more, which is good. But I still, I don't know. I feel like people become bartenders because they're trying to like make their way through college and they didn't get the job at the strip club. So they're like, I got to do what I got to do over here. And when you put a machine out there, it just, I don't know. It takes the personality away from it. You know, you can't ask a machine, what do you recommend? What do you have new? You know, why do you like it? Like, that's why people go to bars, right? To talk to folks and learn about new things, not to just grab a glass out of a fridge and put it on a little plate to fill up for you and then be like, goodbye. Thank you. I don't know.
I'm doing bars wrong.
I go to a bar and just
maybe
hide
not everyone talks to the bartender, but you know, I at least like to eavesdrop on what the bartender is talking to other people about. Even if I don't want to talk to
them. I'll do that, yeah. I'll hang out.
Kind of nice. Yeah.
Listen to other people's conversation. We're like, wow, those are.
When I hear over and over again, like, what kind of hazies do you have? Well, half the board. So just pick one.
What kind of hazies do you have? Like, you already know that this person doesn't. Like, please enlighten me on the different hazies, sir. Well, on what kind? You said, what kind do we have? Please tell me all the kinds.
I came across a. Something that was called a murky IPA tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that just sounds like something you're not supposed to go swimming in, like, and open your eyes underwater, you know? Like,
yeah, well, that's got the murk.
If you go into that pond, be sure you, you know, kegel and don't open your eyes under there because it's murky. Murky IPA. But people always ask, well, which hazies do you have? I read in Vogue that that was very popular.
Wait, there's a book article about hazies?
Probably.
Did you write it?
Can you make me a hazemosa?
You know, of all the beers that would make an okay beer mosa, the hazies are some of the best because they're already full of sugar.
They got the pulp.
They're already mixed.
Yeah, they're already halfway there. Yeah. You could save money on orange juice by just like spritzing a little orange juice on top. Psh, psh. Right into the headspace. Let me just spray that foam down for you.
Headspace. What? Did you hear that, Nick?
You leave my foam alone.
Leave my industry foam term. Alone.
What was the other thing?
Foam alone, Rat tune.
Stacey.
What?
You were going to say, you were talking about self-pours, mm-hmm. and then you had another item.
Yeah.
Back and behind
I really just want pub quizzes and pub bingo nights and anything that distracts my space at my table. People are on a microphone hollering out numbers and I need that to go away too.
I'm on board with this. The whole trivia thing was like, that's like 15 years ago. That was,
still
be doing it.
We want a bar library is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Like have some trivia trivia.
Yeah, go off somewhere else.
No, quiet drinking, not quiet
trivia. Yes, quiet drinking. Well, you could have quiet trivia, right? I mean.
Oh, electronically, well, like.
Totally, like, you know, there's silent discos where everybody just gets handed headphones before you go in. And you're not bugging a bunch of other people with the fucking music. You're just in there dancing and grooving. Everyone's feeling good.
Yeah.
But you're not bothering anybody else with that shit.
Trivia night people should.
Tonight.
Okay.
Trivia night people should have their own headphones and just leave us alone and drink the beers. Because I did have that experience at Out of the Barrel once where I was there with Reggie 559. And, you know, we're having a great time having the beers and talking and stuff. And then all of a sudden, all these weird people start showing up. You're like, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, oh, it's trivia night. There's different people that don't look like they belong in here or here. And then everyone starts taking over tables. And I'm like, sorry, it's trivia night. Sorry. Sorry. We're doing a trivia here, guys. Guys, can we have this table? We're doing trivia. Like, oh, my God.
Yes. That happened to us tonight. That was, but it was bingo.
Is it Keno? Is that the one they just broadcast on the TV?
No, Keno. Yeah, so Keno is silent. I would
do Keno. Okay, so Scantrons, you answer all your answers on a Scantron, turn it in, mm-hmm. and you just watch the monitors to see if you won.
That's Keno. That's badass.
That's Keno. Those are 6 a.m. bars.
That's an introvert people, party right there. It's Keno.
Yeah. But this is what Keno's you guys being are saying. Played, this is what you want.
Keno is being played by people who, you know, went to bed at 2 or 3. They got up and they were like, fuck, I got the shakes now. I got to get to the brig. I'm on my last $10. I'm going to get a well drink and put the rest of it on a Keno game and try to like see if I can at least get $20 back so I can make it through the day.
See? So, yeah. So this is what you want.
I want
silent trivia.
Silent. Yeah.
And what's the well drink of a brewery?
Oh, brewery well drink is probably whatever cheap draft or like Coors Yellow Belly or something. Maybe. Or well, at the brig, I see a lot of people get High Life. I shouldn't spend time at the brig, but I do. From time to time.
Every time you walk in, you're like, I shouldn't be here, but I am.
Yeah, you can tell when money's getting thin toward the end of the month and it's just a bunch of High Life bottles going out.
The unmistakable sound of 800 glass bottles in the bin, going into a bin.
Yeah. Oh, apparently it was somebody sent me, and I apologize. I can't remember exactly who it was, but it's the High Life, Miller High Life mixed with Aperol and orange juice. And that is the original spaghetti.
Somebody really cool must have sent you that one.
Yeah.
Fucking really cool. Gross. I was like, though, that actually looked better than what I had the other night. Spaghetti from Transient. Really made me upset. Like, I want to get a protective order
from against where? That beer.
Please do not get within 100 feet of me. It was that bad. But yeah, so anyone who's listening right now, though, pub quizzes, because I used to get asked to partner with these pub quiz folks and do promos, and I was like, this is the most annoying fucking shit ever. You're invading everybody's ear space. And like, I went to South of Shaw tonight with Brad Doug and to meet Wazoo, and Wazoo texted me when we were halfway there, and he was like, hey, it's bingo night tonight. And I was like, fuck me. I already knew it was going to be fucked up. And it was. The chick was so loud. She didn't need a microphone, but, you know, she used it anyway. And she was like, okay, all right.
B-9.
There was one, she was trying to be, like, really kitschy. And there was this one where she called G6. And she was like, get it, guys, like a G6, like a G6. And I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
G6, like a G6, guys. You get it? Like a G6? Okay. ma'am, could you lean in that tape right there? Ma'am, enjoying your beer? Could you move? We need that table.
Get your cards, everybody. Get your cards.
It's a pub quiz, guys. Pub quiz. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
One of the prizes was a stein that said Jeff Gordon on it.
Yes.
I just couldn't.
Please don't with that.
I did not. I didn't play. But that was another thing, too. So you're at this brewery, and there's this bingo pub night thing going on, and half the tables had wine on them, which I love wine, but we're at a brewery, and like, we're here to do brewery stuff. And so wine begets a bunch of like woo girls, right? So we've got a bunch of tables full of these woo girls who are not blotting out their cards properly either. And they're yelling bingo sloppy when they haven't gotten a bingo. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you said I, but you said N. I'm just so mad.
I said G6.
I thought you said like a G6, right? Do you remember, girl? Just give me the prize. I want that Jeff Gordon stein. Jeff Gordon. Give it to me.
So
I need to go.
Sub 4 out. Pub quizzes out.
Out.
Just events. Events in general. I don't. Nobody should have events.
Yeah.
Stop
it. Wazoo was like, "Hey, do these pub quiz people? Do they get paid for this?" And I was like, "I fucking hope not."
They just go.
But I don't know. Because it just encourages them to come back. So I assume they do get paid somehow.
I would think so.
In free beer.
It's like, why are you doing this?
I fell for that once, getting paid in free beer. I've fallen for that a few times. Don't do it.
Well, how are you gonna get anybody to volunteer for a festival ever?
Well, yeah, volunteering for festivals, though, those are usually linked to, you know, 501c3, so you can say, hey, you being here and pouring this beer and being with us today, not only are you going to get some free beer, but you're doing something really good for the kids.
Yep. Really good for the kids.
You know, think of the children. Man, fuck them kids. Just kidding. I only ever donated the freshest beer to all those. Just
to the kids.
Yeah, the kids got all the fresh beer.
Here, kids, go rile up your parents.
As Nicholas mentioned,
they didn't come to the beer fest. Their parents did.
Oh.
As Nicholas mentioned, Rad Stacy, that's your take on this green beer. Are you? What's your opinion? Greening your beer.
When I ran a bar, I was all about it because I knew it would make me a bunch of money. I was like, yeah, we need to green all the fucking beer. Any beer that can not green and not look
everything
weird,
that could be green
it. For sure.
Green it.
And I even had little vials of green dye because I was like, hey, if somebody orders a different beer that we're trying to get rid of and they want it green, fucking put a couple drops in the glass before you pour it out.
Make it green.
Make it green.
I don't really care.
You don't care. I will say, though, Tioga was always great about it. They were like, hey, we'll green it for you.
We'll green it real good.
We're all about it.
We got all kinds of food going back here.
But I would order a 99 Verde. I get it.
I don't understand.
Verde?
No hablo.
I know Verde, what you're saying.
Why are you trying to put spicy green sauce in my beer?
Could you Verde a Guinness? Would that show at all?
No. You'd have to put bleach in it first. Then it would show. This one tastes like a bleach got in it.
Well, of course.
It's just line cleaner. That's how you know your lines are fresh.
Yeah, that's just fresh line. You're just tasting
fresh. Yeah, if you're getting blue beer, guys,
that's the taste of fresh lines.
What's green and Guinness color make on the color chart?
Could you get green foam?
Oh, yeah, SRM.
Could you green the foam on the Guinness?
Probably. Maybe get a spray bottle of food coloring.
Spritz. I was spritzing my Guinness.
Yeah.
Well, there's those little edible. It's like sugar paper, and you can set that on top.
Sugar cookie garnish. There you go. Guinness.
Oh, put a sugar cookie in there and like stick it in the side of the glass rim.
Like a wedge of
sugar cookie. All right.
You just put a lime on it. No. Guinness sounds
that
so
might be
good.
All right.
No. I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna have to stop.
If I have a lime, this is gonna happen right now.
Uh-oh.
The president beer. Oh, he's too. He's gone. I was like, we could open the same beer for once.
Let me go grab it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll wait for him to come back and then I'll.
Yeah, because I can't be left alone here. Please don't leave me alone.
I won't leave you alone. So yeah, I don't care about green beer. I'm not going to do it at home. I think it's kind of silly. You know, luck is what you make it. It's not good or bad. And drinking green beer is not going to, if you're already a shithead and a basket case, drinking a green beer is not going to help you out.
Oh, I don't know. Might mellow me out.
Sorry, guys. Coming from a true Irish woman, I'm just going to tell you. Right. Shit doesn't work.
Gold beer. Oh,
that could be a thing.
Gold of beer? Do they scoff at this practice in the homeland, Stacey? Greening a beer? Would this get you thrown out of a pub? I'm getting to word that it would. If you're in an Irish pub, you're like, where's my green beer? They're gonna get you tossed.
So I have a colleague that I work with who was born and raised in New York. And he told me that everything that we do out here on the West Coast that has to do with St. Patrick's Day is completely whack-a-noodle. And that, like, New York and East Coast folks would just, like, burn our shit down if they saw how we celebrated St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah. What do they do so special over there?
I think it's just that maybe they have more traditional Irish type traditions and festivities, whereas here we're just passing out shamrocks and drinking green beer.
Depends on who
plastic you shamrocks with the Guinness logo on them.
Yes.
Well, let's have Guinness logo on them.
Yeah, one of my coworkers was like, are you celebrating the Irish Day? And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was just like not following. And I was like, wait, St. Patrick's Day? And she was like, yeah. She's like, isn't that like your holiday? And I was like,
no. Isn't that for you people?
I mean, we don't get the day off or anything.
Yeah, come on. Let's get
you
to
totally
day.
Should have been like, yeah, I'm gone Friday to in Upstate. Yeah, sure.
And I mean, it is on a Sunday this year. So yeah, sure. But I'm going to be in Cambria. Like, we're leaving on Friday to go pick up wine clubs, and I won't be back until Sunday sometime.
Well, so you'll celebrate in Kettleman City. Any good Irishman would do. Stop in Kettleman City.
I'll have some green beer in Kettleman City.
Yeah.
John McKettleman.
I'll go to the Best Western there and be like, hey, I heard that you guys have green beer.
He's like, wait, what? Are you that person that left that review?
Can you show me?
Show me how to do it.
Have you guys ever been to the Wake House in Reedley?
No.
No, ma'am.
So my good friend Johnny of Volcano Johnny's fame, they are actually doing a hot sauce release along with their traditional Irish brunch. And the hot sauce is Monica's Tears, which Monica is one of the chefs there. And she helped him create this hot sauce. And they're doing like a full like bangers and mash, corned beef, brunch deal until like 3 p.m. So any of you folks here in the Central Valley listening and you've never been to the Wake House, they do an amazing job. It's really nice. And there's a lot of like outdoor seating, family friendly. Go check it out. Shameless plug.
Good record.
For a friend of mine.
Wow. Nice record. Do you guys have a beer or do you what? Yep.
Oh, yep. Let me go get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you have the bottle.
Yeah, I'm special.
We need a special beer.
Yeah, the one that's special. Oh, great. Now they're both gone. Now I'm just completely screwed.
I wasn't supposed to leave you alone. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're fine. Nick left me alone. It's all Nick's.
Not packaged for resale. Oh my god.
No, don't try and resell that, baby. Oh,
Pliny. Okay, are we gonna do a 3, 2, 1 open?
Maybe.
Okay. Un, deux, trois.
Oh, I didn't get any pop out of that.
I love gold.
I don't know. I'm a little worried. We just all opened I don't know if Nick did. Pliny for president.
Oh. I'm double fisting.
Oh, okay.
Are you mixing them?
I couldn't find the lime, but I'm drinking the Guinness.
Russian Rivers seasonal Pliny for president, a triple dry hopped IPA. It's like a updated version of Pliny, and it only comes around in election years, I guess. And it was a Corvette.
He wasn't on my ballot. Should I have written him in?
Yeah, you can write in Pliny. You may have to.
Canned January 9th of 2024.
Yeah, it's a couple weeks. Dropped this a couple weeks ago. It's just late getting to you guys for some reason.
Lame.
It's still delicious.
It is. It's a big boy on the hop profile for sure.
Oh, well, when you're used to drinking saisons, I'm sure.
I swear from like this tart
more
saison
than two
to
hops.
This.
What do I do with
like,
this?
Whoa, beer? This thing's got hops.
God, what is this, like 10 IBUs? I can't handle it.
Wow, I think this might be 11, 12 IBUs.
Bring back the IBU chart.
Yeah. That's when we know beer is back. When people start rumbling about IBUs again, then we know, like, oh, I think craft beer is coming back, guys.
Yeah, the international burrito units. Isn't that what we talk about? Yeah.
How many burritos does it take?
How many breakfast burritos?
Oh, breakfast burritos. No, that's a 0.5 factor for breakfast burritos.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty good beer, actually. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, it's delicious. Thank you, Wazoo. Now we have a Pliny. We
Thank
all
so
have
much.
Enjoyed the Pliny for president in 2024.
We may have just had a little bit more Utopias on the back of his car in the dirt parking lot of Spokesy about a half an hour ago.
Oh, that sounds illegal. I don't think I'm going to have to edit that out, I think.
Well, it's only illegal if you get caught. Nobody got caught. I'm not admitting anything. How many cops do you think are listening to this right now?
Oh, tons of cops. This is yeah, what they listen to.
Other we got her now.
We got her. Finally, she slipped up. Out for beer, Carl Strauss. This was, I think Jim Fontana put this on the poem. Carl Strauss's Boat Shoes IPA. They're putting it in a 19.2. So hopefully it shows up at the market. Another 19.2 added to the list. Add it to the list. Man, I'm just going to get a six pack of 19, make my own six pack of 19.2s and be.
You know, just leave a note saying, like, hey, this just came out. Put a post-it note, like, on the outside of the single serve thing, and he'll order it. He'll be like, oh, shoot.
That guy's always there. Their liquor department guy. He's very nice. I never not go in there, and he's not there. He's always there. Which, I mean, if I worked there, too, I'd just be hanging out in the liquor. Just be like, what's up, man? Just working. So
my stepdad was looking for the Fremont Stout.
Sorry.
And the guy ordered a whole case for him.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, we can get Fremont. I'll order you some.
Yeah, it's like, you better buy it.
Better buy it all. I'm sure it was a prepaid kind of deal, but.
Prepaid kind of deal.
Nice. He'll hook you up. The guy in the market locals, he'll ask him. He'll hook you up.
Yeah.
He's the one that scrounged around and found me that Pliny the for President bottle that
was
all gone, and then he caught me just as I was paying for my groceries. I found one.
Nice.
I got you one. Marty.
Marty. Crow and Wolf, Fresno County Brewer Crow and Wolf, they got an Untappd Award, the number two lager in the United States, highly rated lager on Untappd in the United States. Untappd is putting awards out. If you want to go to awards.untappd.com to see if your brewery got on there, but Crow and Wolf got number two. A lager, and I know Reggie is a big part of it because Reggie's like a big Untappd checker inner at Crow and Wolf. So I think Crow and Wolf needs to give Reggie some beer because
him beer for Reggie.
Got them some national attention there in the Fresno.
They can call it Reggie's check in.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Crow and Wolf. I want to see it. Make him a crispy boy and forever and give him a Reggie's check-in lager / pilsner. That's all. Was there something? I think I felt like Stacey had another thing that I talked over.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I'm good.
I'm just picking up a vibe, man. I think you're like, got some culture you want to vibe on.
I just told you I just want pub quizzes to go away.
Pub quizzes, go away.
Pint nights, pub quizzes, self-pours. Get rid of it. Just bring back the normal pub. Yeah, bring back the place where people go when they get off work. They go hang out with their friends. Yeah. They enjoy a good beverage.
Just stop doing all the bullshit.
19-year-old yelling into a microphone.
Yeah. Stop doing all the bullshit. Just do once in a while. Randall a thing, and that's like the big like buzz around like that's enough,
Randall something,
yeah, that's
weird.
That's all the kind of like activity I need once in a while. Put a Randall on something, otherwise
have some Pliny Randall through asparagus,
yeah, sure, whatever, like, yeah, that's like the one fun thing. Otherwise just leave me alone. Maybe have a band late at night so I can, like, decide whether I want to go home now. Like, is this time to go home now? Like, what's this band about? Yeah.
I don't mind the band either. That's all good. But, you know, it was funny at South of Shock because it felt like the bingo gal was really getting on the last nerve of the bartenders too, because she was just like, "Oh, these bartenders back here, they're getting bored. Guys, go get yourself a beer." And there's like, "Bitch, we're trying to clean up, close up." Like,
oh no.
We are not bored.
So it looks like they want to go home like all of us do.
Yep. Oh. And again, flaccid pizza. You know, oh, I'm kind of done with Salsa Shot and their inability to fire a pizza properly. Oh boy. I will say, though, that the focaccia bread and the giant pretzel that we got was pretty good. But the pizza, which is kind of their main shtick, continues to be extremely lackluster. I need them to get it together. This is now the third time.
Wow. Like, all right, now it's time. I've given you all the chances.
I've given you more than like $100.
Yeah.
To disappoint me. So you know what? Third time, shame on me. I get it. But
second time, shame on you. Third time, shame on
you. You know what saved it was Wazoo. He's good company. So that was good.
Oh,
Well, I don't think Wazoo called. So what's the brewery update? Wazoo give you a brewery update?
He did. Yeah, they're brewing some beer. They're getting some things done. But it wasn't like major. It was just, you know, there was one semi-major thing was drainage. You know, when you're building a thing.
Got to drain.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to do this, this, and that. And then all of a sudden there's like, oh, we forgot to tell you, you need to widen the drains by 2 inches. And that's going to be like $20,000 extra. You know, so it's shit like that. It was just typical, you know, we're trying to build a thing, shenanigans. That happens to everybody who's trying to do something cool, I feel like. But he's weathering the storm and all the twists and turns that go along with doing something cool. So
yeah,
sounds like fun. But really, Doug just wanted to talk to him about his other business and animals job, and things like that.
His day job, yeah. He's got a pretty cool day job.
His day job is cool. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Can get on the show if you don't like what we're doing, or if you want to add to what we're doing, you can call us. You can call 559-492-0542 and leave us a message, and we'll play that right here on the show. Or you can email us perfect4podcast@gmail.com. You can record something and email it to there, or you can just email us and we'll read the email. We're going to start with emails. Hey
guys, can you hear me? I'm driving!
Oh, hey, Wazoo did call.
Want to call and see how things are going. Hey, got into F-Town tonight. You know what? I'm staying in F-Town. It's
double tree.
It's F-Town night, because one of the podcasters said that bowling was canceled and that she could meet up and have a beer. So I met up with the Red Stacy.
How nice.
We went to South of Shaw Brewing. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, however you look at brewery activities, bingo was happening. And
what?
Bingo's loud, and bingo is loud, and bingo is really loud. So it wasn't awesome, but the beer was pretty good. I had the dry Irish
stout. B95.
The Japanese dry stout.
B95.
Hazy IPA.
Local reference.
Stout, lager grade. Hazy IPA was all right. You know, it was all right. What do we share? We shared a cheese focaccia.
Sir, are you leaving a voicemail, sir? We're doing a pub quiz here, sir. Sir?
He's rad, Doug. He's super rad, by the way. Stacy, he's rad. Fucking rad.
Rad Doug is rad.
Yeah. And, then we got done there because it was loud and it was bingo. And we went to the Spokeasy for another beer.
That was way better.
And I ran into, look over the board. The board's got some nice offerings. But I looked in the cooler and they've got Bourbon Barrel Age Dark Star from Fremont Brewing. That's right, Ken Laurie. You hear me? Fremont Brewing. Dark Star Bourbon Barrel Aged 2023 version. Can I say yes? Por favor. Yes, please. See, please. So good. So poured it up for the Rad Doug, Rad Stacy. We enjoyed it. Rad Stacy's not a big barrel aged fan. I didn't know that. So my bad.
It's okay.
It's really good. Stacy.
A little on the young side.
Rad Doug loved it.
But still a tasty beer. It's one of my favorite all-time beers. I don't know. One of my favorite or first-time bourbon barrel-aged beers. For me...
Whoa. Just revving the engine there.
Brad Stacy had to go because she's got to
do a podcast. Show.
And
God, I got to do that podcast.
And I might have left her with a little bit of beer for the show. And now I'm back to the hotel. I'm staying in F-Town tonight. That's right, Fresno.
I'm driving.
I might park the car and go to a little brewery called Tioga Sequoia. You might have heard of it.
Whoa.
You might know it.
That's never all I got, guys.
Be safe. Have fun. Check green your beer. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye. I'm in Fresno.
They got green beer over there at the Tioga Sequoia here. People have been talking. People have been talking all about people. However that song goes.
People are talking.
Yeah, there it is.
Talking about people.
There we go. Now I'm going.
What?
Like, oh, hey, we're finding out stuff. thank you, Wazoo Corvette. And those are
really good time with you, Wazoo. Thanks for coming out. Rad Doug does not always agree to go out for beers and whatnot, so I'm glad that that worked out.
Yeah,
damn.
It's as a fellow person that with a person that's not a, it's tough when you're a beer geek and your person you're with is not and. So shout out to all the couples that have one of you is a beer geek and one of you isn't, and that pain of not being on the same wavelength there is it's not fun. And let's do some traditional voicemails.
Happy
libations.
I'm driving to an exciting location, actually. So if you are tuning in, it will have been a week since I called in. I called in on episode release day, Friday. And I am on my way to Green Bench Brewing in downtown St. Petersburg because I am pouring at Hooter for Thoughts. It is the thing that they do for Tampa Bay Beer Week, which is almost finished. And I will be pouring for Perennial Artisan Ales at Food for Thought at Green Bench. And so I am super excited to pour and also to drink, because if you volunteer and pour for 3 hours, you get the other 3 hours to have the VIP experience.
Yeah, that's why you volunteer.
You did the second 3 hours, right?
You get the food, you get unlimited pours. So for the first 3 hours, I'm going to imbibe responsibly, and then the last 3 hours, I will be pouring, which will be great because I tend to get a little tired at night, and so the idea of, like, drinking and then, yeah. So I'm very excited that I am taking the late shift, which means I get to get first dibs on all of the awesome beer that's there, and then I will be pouring for the latter half. And so I also wanted to take a moment to say it will be, I think, six more episodes until the Hoppy family is in Fresno. I'm very excited to see you guys. Nice. And I'll be getting in on Tuesday, not Monday as I originally thought. I'll be getting in on Tuesday, and then we leave on Thursday for the wedding that we're going to up in, like, the San Francisco Bay Area. And so I'm very pumped to get to drink with you guys. And to everybody else, cheers, and keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yay. Thanks, Hoppy. So
good. The Hopcation.
The hoppy vacations.
The hoppy vacationers.
Oh, gonna be a Fresno get it. Very soon, it's coming.
Yeah.
Dude, get out of here.
We'll take her to the finest establishment.
Only the finest will do. Hoppin' Libations is here. One,
Yule's number two.
All the Yules. Brig. Every Yule's.
The brig.
We're going on a every Yule's tour.
We'll definitely go to Maroa Shell. Oh, yes.
Get all the atmosphere at Maroa Shell.
Yeah, show her all the cold doors. Cold doors.
Look at this beer cave. Ah,
you never seen one like this. Huh?
Coldest beer in town.
Oldest beer in town. Coldest beer in town.
Did you say oldest?
We'll show her our best robe. Oldest beer.
We've got the oldest beer in town,
but it's also the coldest.
It's a meat lot.
The C fell off your sign.
It's the meat lot. We've got the oldest meat in town. Come on down to the meat lot. We've got so much meat, it's coming out of our ears.
Gross.
Sorry, that's a tailgate reference to those of you listening to tailgate.
You just had a great little preview of what you could be hearing.
Yeah. You could have heard
for our BevMo parking lot or our Total Wine parking lot. Which do you think she'll be more impressed with?
Total Wine. Oh, dude, the Total Wine parking lot sucks shit, man. It's always packed.
Too many damn speed bumps.
Too many damn, like, there's like 80 speed bumps. There's 80,000 people there. It's just a fucking rat's nest.
All right, so you don't like the Total Wine parking lot, but what do you feel about the Pismo's parking lot?
Oh, I love that. Love the Pismo's parking lot. Pismo's parking lot, top notch.
There's some aroma.
Spoiler alert, right. It's the same parking lot, guys. Sorry.
It's the same parking lot. That's the joke.
I always park in front of Designer Shoe Warehouse.
Well, now she's not coming to Fresno because she knows all
DSW.
The things. DSW. Like, why even come?
She's like, what? Your Total Wine's next to a DSW and a Sephora? No thanks.
Yep. If you buy from
do we
the
take
wall
her to our Trader Joe's? Do we take her to the Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's.
Closer. That's pretty good. Parking sucks.
No, fuck the Trader Joe's. We'll take her to the Whole Foods.
We'll take it to old Trader Joe's. This is where it used to be.
Yeah, or it's a Kragen or whatever it is. Yeah,
I have made some complaints at Total Wine. I've said, like, hey, all the beer that I've bought off this wall that shares a wall with DSW smells like feet.
Yeah. Smells
beer's bad.
Smells like fake leather.
Pleather. Pleather
smells
beer.
Like pleather.
Stop trying to knock over my water, cat.
It's your boy Junior. I know it's been a while. Currently how are you been? The Jersey Shore. I just returned from a South Florida, West Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia trip. Head up some spring training teams.
Nice.
And the Treasure Coast. And had a chance to meet up with Al
Treasure
Green.
Coast.
Had some beers. Then I traveled down to Fort Lauderdale. Had some beers. Right before taking a plane to Atlanta, Georgia. Trying some of their breweries. And then had to return back to Tampa for a beer event. Because it was Tampa Bay Beer Week.
Living the life.
I was able to attend the Dark Embrace Invitational Beer Fest, which is Angry Chair, Ology, and Psycho Brewing all together. They came for this event, and there were many dark stouts consumed.
Whoa.
I met up with a bunch of my old friends from Tampa, so it was a nice, fun trip. And then I'm sure I pretty much made my way up in the rankings of unique beers this year.
Checked out the unique.
And like always, always good hearing yous guys, yous three. So keep up the great work. It's your boy Junior, Dirty Jersey.
Jersey, Jersey.
Dirty Jersey. Thanks, Junior, for man.
Man.
It's been a while, bro.
Tampa beer.
I want to live his life because he's like, I got to fly into Atlanta and do some beer stuff. Then I got to fly back to Tampa, did some more beer stuff. I got some beer stuff going on there. Then I went up to over there and I went and did some other beer stuff. And then I'm got some other beer stuff. I got to go, man, that's the life right there. Just like have like just do a series of beer events that you have to attend. You're like, yeah, I heard about Charleston doing a beer week. So I went, of course, I went over to Charleston.
Charleston.
Yeah, Orlando was having a beer week. So I went back over to Orlando. They're having a beer week. Check their beer week out. And I heard that Fresno has never had a beer week in its life, and it just gloms on the SF beer week. That's all they do. Then I went home. Why can't we have a beer week?
We're allotted a beer day. We don't.
Yeah, we just have a beer day. Fresno's beer
it's
day.
Sunday, and it's green.
And Copy will talk about it. Hey, guys! Joshua T told me it's a Fresno beer day today. It's going to be 73 degrees. Guys, you're going to have a good time out there. Here's your 10-day forecast for beer day in Fresno.
Hazy.
Have we talked about swinging forward and how that's affected our day drinking?
It's too late. I'm already used to the spring forward now. I'm already used to it. Because I got daylight. I got plenty of daylight to drink now.
That's right. Yeah, we did talk about this last time.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah.
Never mind.
I need, we need all that day drink. More day drinking.
More day drinking.
Yeah.
Just, more hours to day drink.
Yeah. Because day drinking is the best. Because... day drinking has more possibilities than night drinking does. Night drinking is like, well, it's the end of the day. What else is going to, like, not much is going to happen here. Doesn't look like anyone's getting laid here. I'm just going to go to bed.
Might as well drink.
But day drinking, you're like, man, anything could happen right now. I'm super buzzed. I could do anything. What could happen?
I'm glad I put my cape on before I left the house. Yeah, exactly.
Burritos could happen.
Right. You don't know. And it'll be
nachos could happen.
Dang it. God, day drinking.
We're eating.
Rules. You could end up in a bar with your siblings all driving Volkswagens.
That was such a cool picture.
I saw it on social media.
So good.
Yes, they're you all very siblings. Cool. The siblings are all very cool. Yeah.
Well, I only know two.
Wow.
Well, yeah, we don't let the rest out of the house.
You stay in the house.
Well, yeah, I already know that you two have been to beer places this week, so you had to have gotten on it.
Today.
You had to have immediately pulled your phone out and got it untapped when you're at these beer places.
Yes, but I was just using my private account, which is why you guys can't see it, but I assure you I checked in.
Oh, okay.
Right. Private.
Yeah, let's look at rad underscore Stacy with an E's. On tap account and see all these check-ins from South of Shaw Brewing.
You're not going to see anything.
Oh, wait, what? What?
Spoiler alert.
What?
I didn't check it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm the worst.
Yeah, the worst. Well, did you, so we know South of Shaw wasn't a great experience.
The beer is always good. That's the thing that like makes me so crazy is that the beer is always a good experience. Crazy. The food though fucking sucks. Except for the pretzel. The pretzel was good.
Ooh.
And the focaccia was good. The Wazoo was a little bit underwhelmed by the focaccia bread. He thought that the garlic ranch spread on it was a little overkill. So we had a good back and forth about that.
Okay. But, you got South of Shaw. I hope you're listening. Yeah.
Sell the Shaw. I need you to put a little bit more Viagra in your pizza crust. I know I said it last time too, but it needs some. I hate this like limp, floppy, just like.
That's what she said.
Just falls right off. So gross.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's just all wet.
Yeah. And floppy. Yeah, no. What? Wet and floppy.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. No. I can't get behind it.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, should I talk about something that I didn't check in?
Yeah, sure.
Or, okay. Yes. So, I had a transient beer that didn't suck.
Oh.
Over this week, which is the Doppelbuck. Doppelbuck, like.
Like a deer. Doppelbuck. Yeah. But.
They call me Buccolio. Yeah, that's.
They call me Buccolio.
And it was pretty good. Doug and I split it. It was a Doppelbuck style lager beer spelled B-I-E-R. Some kind of
beer.
European spelling.
Oh, damn European beers.
But I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Way better than spaghetti or whatever.
Spaghetti.
A friend of mine, I didn't have this beer, but I wanted to share. This is really funny. A friend of ours is in South Africa right now, and he went to a nice steak dinner at a steak restaurant, and they had a big poster that was talking about a local lager that was being made, and it's called Fuck Off. F-O-K-O-F. And I was like, if there's a way for you to get like a can of that back here, I would love to have some Fuck Off lager.
Yeah.
I need that in my life.
You know, some brewers made that. They're like, I'm sure, fuck off.
Yeah, it was really funny.
And it's to whatever, whoever,
IPA requests.
Or it's to whoever does their Instagram account. It's fuck off.
Probably. I loved it. He sent it to us. I also had the New Museum Brewers Blenders Barnacle on a Train Car Baltic Porter.
Whoa.
What it was called.
That's a lot.
It was very fun. It was only 4.9% alcohol. And then that caused us to be like, well, wait, isn't Baltic Porter really high in ABV? But it seems to run the gambit between 5 and kind of sky's the limit on ABV.
I've never felt like Baltic Porters are high alc.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are, but I don't think the style does not denote that it needs to be high in ABV.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good. And then at South of Shaw, I had the Irish Stout, which is not a nitro, on very dry, very good. I also tried their Hefeweizen, which was called Audubon.
Meow, 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 meow.
Like that.
Nick, stop meowing.
Audubon.
It's called Audubon, and it was very... another one that Mikey would hate. It was very estery and clovey.
Autobahn. I go in the Autobahn and I go very fast on the Autobahn.
In my Volkswagen.
And along with I'm Wazoo, so fast. I'm going so fast right now because I'm on the Autobahn. Huh?
That bourbon barrel aged something or other that I also didn't like.
Doxed.
But Rad dug and he liked
I'm it, having so. A doxed on Autobahn. Look
on
at me.
On the Autobahn.
Autobahn. Look, I'm driving 120 miles per hour, and Americans would say, I don't...
excuse me, it'd be kilometers per
hour. Yeah, kilometers. I'm very fast right now. I'm on the Autobahn. I'm very fast. I'm having a beer on the Autobahn, because you could do that.
This is why you're European... nations are superior.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know.
On the road.
It's because they read books.
They read books over there. No, thank you.
Well, there are some states where you can have open containers as long as you're not driving.
It's called Montana.
Great union.
Montana.
Yeah, and also Missouri.
Kentucky. Missouri. It's called Zura.
Or Arkansas. Sweet. That's all I got. It's all right. More beers than I usually have.
Go, go on Untapped and look at rad_Stacy with an E and see nothing.
You know, go on there, and if you have a way to donate some of your badges to me, just send them over.
Donate badges? No way. Way. Yeah. No, but nobody wants to donate their badges. Everyone wants to hold me those a badge.
Untapped's new Badge It Forward program.
Yeah, Badge It Forward.
That'd be forward. So great. It'd be called like the sympathy badge.
I've got extra badge. Yeah, when you hit 100 on your badges, you could then pass them forward.
Yeah, yeah. Cause like
almost like when you're in AA, you get a coin.
They mail you, they mail you a silver certificate. Well,
you know what? YouTube sends when you're a proficient YouTuber, they send you this big ass silver YouTube thing. You've seen those play buttons. So where's Untappd sending me like a nice ass fucking plaque thingamajig I could put behind me when I have a video? I'm like, well, look at me, I got this Untappd badge, like a real physical badge. I want a big ass physical badge, Untappd.
Where's your YouTube one?
I'm not a YouTuber.
It got lost in the mail.
Yeah, got lost in the mail. Lost in my lack of uploading to YouTube.
Ah, jeez.
Nobody wants to see me on YouTube going, look at me. I mean, I could use a new beer bench video. Anybody, you guys want to do a beer bench video, we'll put it up on our YouTube.
But, I have an idea. I just have not executed yet.
Oh, okay. Good. And by the way, since we're here, I did stop uploading our shows to YouTube as audio only. I was doing our shows audio only uploads onto our YouTube page, and I just stopped doing it because it takes like a couple hours, and I was just getting too tired of doing it. So, and there's only like 5 people watching them, which to me is enough for me to do it, but also. It was a big pain in the ass. So, like 5 people, pain in the ass. I'm just going to have to let it slide. So, right now, I'm not uploading the shows to YouTube. But, you know, I could do it once in a while in the future. I'm just not doing it regularly now. So, I have been meaning to say that. let the little group of people listening to us on YouTube know that. I suck. The Nick 80. Let's look at the Nick 80's Untappd feed.
Let's. Okay, so I started my Friday night weekend drinking, Friday night happy hour, with a trip to the market. There I found Dank Elevation from New Glory.
Elevation. Sorry, YouTube.
That's a
reference.
Really shitty YouTube. So bad. But good. Wait. Job.
He was just checking to see which one of us knew that was a U2 song.
Yeah, look, Brad Stacey knew that was U2 reference.
Bono.
What a boner. Outrigger from Moonraker Brewing Company.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I had a second round of Hella Does Exist, the collab with Altamount, and There Does Not Exist.
Nice beer.
I had a 19.2 of El Cap.
Oh, that's a big hitter.
Oh, yeah. So that takes me to my question I had earlier. Mikey, have you built an all mixed 6-pack 19.2 version? Have you mixed 6 19.2s yet?
I don't think I've done the full 6 yet. I think I'm ready for it though. Like I've done really close. Like I've mixed a couple of 16 ounces in there, but yeah, I'm ready to hit that 19.2 6 pack because the 19.2s are very nicely priced and
most modestly priced
19.2s. You got Ralph's around here. Most modestly priced urn.
Just because we're brief doesn't mean we're saps.
You got Ralph's around here.
So, yeah, I have not either built a six pack of 19.2s. That does sound like a great idea. And I think it's possible now. I think there's enough variety of.
Oh, yeah. It's on. Just like Rad Stacy told us back in 2023.
Six uniques.
This year is the tall boy. Year of the tall boy.
She prophesized 19.2s.
I didn't prophesize it. I just told you what all of, like I said before, I've said it so many times. Everyone
so many times
sits in the room and decides what you guys are going to consume next year.
How could I get in this room? Can I get in this room?
So, July and August of this year, I will find out what you all will be drinking.
Is it a conference hall at a Holiday Inn somewhere? Can I get
in? It's in like a dirty
it's in a
distributor meeting room that has flickering fluorescent lights.
Lots of buzzing.
Yeah. Okay, are we done here, guys? We know what the minions are drinking. It's in not 2025.
Total Wine parking lot. It's not that.
Yeah,
and just a tailgate. All of you that call in and act like we didn't decide it for you. It's like, that's not true. I don't think it's true. You didn't know what I'm drinking. Well, you have a 92 in your hand right now. What do you mean I didn't know what you would be drinking in 2024? Get out of here.
I didn't know you'd be doing that. Wow, that's great.
I knew that's what you'd be doing because we made it available so conveniently. We priced it right. We got rid of the other shit that we didn't want you to drink. So now here you are.
We took away all your choices. So, wow, you're drinking this. That's crazy.
No way.
Anything else, Nick?
Sorry.
No, you're good.
So, I left my house once again.
Oh, geez.
And drank it out of the barrel.
Enough leaving the house.
I know. Twice in one weekend. So, my siblings, we are now drinking abroad.
You have a brother. What, you have a brother in the industry, Nick? Is that true? I heard you have a brother.
Shafter, I barely knew her.
Yeah. I co-linged her.
Yeah. So the brother, maybe we shouldn't mention his name in case.
He's not allowed to
drink outside the brewery.
Yeah.
But we had a successful out of the barrel drinking experience in February, and we said, let's try it one more time.
They didn't do a pub quiz while you were there?
No. Well, okay. Michael, as a frequenter of Fig Garden Village.
Yeah.
Holy shit, there's a lot of people out on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. What else do we have to do?
Nice.
Why?
Get ripped at Fig Garden Village.
Why?
What else we got to do?
What are people doing on a Sunday afternoon?
Because it was 68 degrees and sunny for once. We got to get out.
People out. I do not understand.
We got to get out of the house.
Yep.
And go to tablets.
I need a tablets.
I need a new blouse from tablets.
My hair is famished. It could be hungry.
Get some Lululemon workout gear and
then smell copious amounts of leather at the Aria.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You see that? See that old Chase? It's going to be another bank. Boring.
Oh, boring. But the Wells Fargo
already hit the vault.
It could have been a cool beer place.
Yeah, you want to convert the vault into a beer fridge.
I kept looking for that. I think all beer geeks listen can and share in this. Whenever there's a building that's either being constructed or somebody's taking over an old space, you just look for that alcohol license to be taped up the window. You're like, please.
Beer pub.
Yeah, please. Come on. Put up the alcohol license.
Yeah, notice of intent to sell alcohol.
Yes, they're going to sell alcohol in here, honey. I don't know what it's going to be, but they're going to sell alcohol in here. And that means it's going to be at least somewhat cool.
It's going to be so good for our local economy.
It's going to be so good for local
economy.
Yeah. It's going to be so good for us.
I'm still waiting for the converted bank where you drink at the teller window.
Oh.
That'd be pretty good, actually.
That would have been a good place to do it. Oh, well. So, yeah, Nick was at the out of the barrel.
So, out of the barrel.
With the siblings.
I had an eye of the beer holder from Original Pattern.
Uh-huh. East Bay.
East Bay. I believe I had a Humble C beer, but I don't see it on the list right now. Hold the Ladder? No, Hold the Ladder. Maybe it was Hold the Ladder.
Yeah, Hold the Ladder.
Could be. And then the one of note, especially for Red Stacy, Dank and Deceased from Ghost Town.
I like that.
It was a West Coast Sunday, as I like to call them. And we all brought our Volkswagens this time, so there was an unsanctioned mini car show happening in
Pittsburgh.
The sister
did you,
now
has did you a have your
it's modern. It's a modern car.
Did you have your hoods? Did you have your hoods up, propped up? Did you have your doors open? Like,
oh yeah.
Do you have a little plaque in the front, showing you the mm-hmm. details of
it describes the car.
Yeah.
And how many thousands of dollars I spent on this.
Yeah. All the unpaid hours you put in to repair it and rehab it.
Yeah. And then a cheeky little, stuffed animal that describes the car.
Ooh.
And, many light bars were strewn about to accentuate the car.
Light bars in a Volkswagen. No, we can't do that.
No, not good. Okay.
Nope.
Ford Ranger approved only.
So we will not allow you to put light bars on the cars.
On the car.
On the Volkswagen.
The car is merely enough, you see.
It already has lights. Why you want to put more?
You only need to see where you're going.
I need to see the whole woods when I'm driving.
I want to see where my Black Forest ham comes from.
All right.
Yummy.
What else, Nick? We good?
That's my bin cuts.
Oh, okay. Well, I was on Untappd for reals. I really checked in. Not like you fakies. I had a 19.2 of Double Hopnosis from Firestone Walker Brewing Company, Central California's Firestone Walker Brewing Company. I think it's $3.49 or something for a tall boy of double IPA. And it's right next to their regular IPA one that's not double. And it's the same price. So, what am I supposed to do? Get the less alcohol?
What could you not do?
Yeah. I'm going to buy the less alcohol one for the same price. No, that's stupid. I'm an educated beer drinker. Another tall boy from Society Brewing's Bulbous Flowers at New England Hazy IPA. It's a 19.2, so I bought it. Pizza Port's Backyard Explorer, only $2.99 for a 16-ounce beer. That Pizza Port,
is that the cheapest beer in the market?
I think it is for 16-ounce of a high alk. Because sometimes those lagers and pilsners will be cheaper because they're trash garbage beer. It's a garbage style. That shouldn't be allowed, but they allow it because, it's technically alcohol and it's technically beer. So they allow it. And those are cheaper sometimes. But as far as an IPA-related thing goes, that Backyard Explorer might be the cheapest. Oh, we lost. Oh, no. Next back. Chief P. Peak IPA back on the 19.2s from Topa Topa. That's Topa another Topa. Reasonably priced tall boy. It's just, it's a great, it's, it might be the best year in beer because tall boys are, cheap tall boys are popular. And I think that's probably, I don't think it gets better than that. Roadhouse Brewing Company Loose Boots IPA. And that showed up at the market, and I was like, I never heard of Roadhouse before. They're from Jackson, Wyoming.
Okay.
And I don't know how they showed up at the market, but they did. Good job, Roadhouse Brewing Company. No affiliation with the movie or Jake Gyllenhaal, as far as I'm, as far as I know.
Good to know.
Yeah. And Mongo, Pizzaport Brewing's double IPA, another cheap beer. It's just all discount prices beer week for me. So, and then Mine Haze Brain Melter from Firestone. I've been drinking a lot of that since it came out. So, thanks for making cheap big beers for me to enjoy.
Everybody.
And whatnot, and so forth.
Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your cheap big beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, Rad's Stacy could go for at least another 3-4 hours, but we got to wrap it up sometime. Time for some cheers. Rad Stacy, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to getting the 2024 calendar.
Oh, yeah. I finally got yeah, call it Janine. I finally got excited. Nick and Stacy their calendars.
Colin, Janine, thank you so much for putting that together. It's very fun. I'm actually going to put it up in my office at work because
nice. Yeah.
No, and did you I work with?
Did you notice?
They're like podcasts. Nobody does that. And I'm like, no, for real.
Only celebrities do that.
Yeah. Did you notice who the March poster boys are? Did you see who the March? Oh my gosh.
Yes. So good.
Handsome.
Very
Nick and Matt are March on the Perfect Four calendar.
Mr. March.
Nick's like, what?
Marching through.
They're marching through my heart.
I also liked our, like, the selfie I took of you double drinking the beers.
They got that month. That month's over. Nobody looks at that.
I do feel like it's over, but I feel like we need to recreate that.
No. Well, yeah, there is the Fresias Festival is coming
next week, right?
Soon. Next weekend. Not this
week. Is it next weekend?
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, this one.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going. The only thing pulling me is the Joshua Teehee from Flowing with Famous, another podcast I've heard about.
Check. Hello.
We got you. Okay. He's got a local stage of bands. That's the only thing I'm kind of interested in. The Fresias Festival.
Yeah. So cheers to Colin and Janine. Thanks for putting that together. And cheers to Wazoo for meeting me. It's really weird to not be bowling on a Wednesday. I don't usually just start hitting it hard right after work, which I did today. So sorry if I'm a bit subdued. I'm full of fizzy goodness, which isn't a bad thing, but I got started a little early is all. So if I'm not quite as quick-witted as usual, I do apologize. But I will leave you with this one. Pay. Do you know why the deer went to the dentist?
Why?
He had buck teeth.
Oh.
And then he referred him to an orthodontist.
Oh.
Anyway. So lame.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
And cheers to you guys.
Nick.
Yes.
Cheers. Right here.
What's the dentist's favorite time of day?
What?
Tooth hurty. Cheers to Bearded Brewer, Beard Nap, however you want to refer
I've
to
I've heard him, I've heard of that one. Guy.
That dude down the street from me.
Yeah, that dude. Also, I don't know. I don't know if we have a cool nickname for the sister.
I don't want to call her Bearded Sister.
The bearded sister.
The bearded sister.
She would have a good comeback for that, I'm sure.
That's actually really funny.
She is aware of her Italian heritage.
Wow, I didn't think of that. Like, come on.
Whoa.
Come on. Whoa.
Let's call her LM Nap.
They're in business. No, I'm kidding. LM
Nap.
Here's the LM Nap. Also, what drinking event couldn't be complete without running into the Zacks?
What?
We saw.
What do you get to run into the Zacks all the time? I never get to run into
So they found out we were out of the barrel and they ran over there. Like,
get
to
the
say
fuck
hello.
Over there. Maybe they'll buy
and
us a
so
beer.
We saw Steve and Zach.
What?
And the Gale and Kayleen.
Nice.
See, that's what you get for putting on social media where you're at. And then everyone's going,
get down there.
You got to check in after you leave.
Bullshit.
Yeah, after. You're like, yeah, because then people are like, bro, I'm here, bro. And I'm like, nah,
how
I'm
do you know
home.
You board sweep if you're already home?
I'm at home, yeah, like, bro.
You got to call the bar, like, did I just sweep the board?
Yeah.
Like, that's getting the 10 beers before 10 badge.
That's a badass. That's a top-notch badge right there. To get, like, a morning drinking beer badge, that's top badge.
Coveted.
Yeah, that's the one problem with Out of the Barrel is they don't have an untapped board. So it's just, it's like, why even
sweeping?
Why even bother having a beer place?
They just have a chalkboard.
That's the real reason why I didn't check in. They got some retired bartender like updating the chalkboard as you check in.
Like, come on, old man, get me on that board. I'm trying, sir.
No, it's Mikey Top Board.
No, that's not my top board. Oh my god. Come on, man. Can't believe this fucking guy.
Is that M-I-C-K-E-Y? No.
No.
P-O-P-U-R.
Mickey, you idiot.
P-O-U-R.
Get it right. You think these chicks are going to be impressed if I got a fucked up name up there?
Forget about it.
It's never going.
So if that wasn't good enough, I also had beers with Mr. John Brazy. Head brewer of Tioga's.
He's only the head brewer of Tioga's.
No big deal. Industry. And guess what? That's not the impressive part. Guess what the impressive part is?
What?
I did not ask him one brewing question the whole time we were talking.
Yes, you talked to him like a human being? Well, yeah. Come on.
I did it. I didn't say like, so tell me
what's the next hazy beer?
Your next AZ? So tell me, what's the next AZ? One beer question.
Wow.
I hung out with the brewer and did not ask one beer question. Yeah, I know you're proud. I know. It's a miracle.
Wow.
Could ask him one beer question.
Mm-mm. It gets better than that. We got the brewer to talk about car stuff.
Nice. What kind of car is John Brazy into? What kind of... He's like a good Ford Ranger with some light bars?
You'd think he'd be a Tacoma guy, right?
Like, yeah.
What brewer is not a Tacoma guy?
Tacoma, baby.
He's a Honda Civic guy.
All right.
What?
Reliable. Reliable. Reasonable.
Civic-like.
Reasonably priced, reliable vehicle.
Living that Civic life.
Yeah.
Don't those get stolen more often than like any other modern car?
I don't think that's right.
They do, but they also last for fucking ever. So you don't like need two. You need like two in your whole life. Yeah.
Everybody's been in a Honda Civic. We all, it's universal. car.
Yeah, not the car you want, the car you deserve.
Well,
wow. That's like a real tagline.
Honda should use that.
Is this the car you want? Absolutely not.
Cheers to our golden guys of the perfect board. Thank you guys for giving us the money so we can pay all the bills and keep the lights on and all the things. And to keep the internet happy with the... I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm going to back out of that. Reverse. Thank you for being...
Shifted in reverse.
Yeah. Shift the forward, shift in reverse.
Give me a U-turn.
Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting the show. PerfectPoorPod.com if you want to check out the blog or look at the show notes. They got links to all the things that we're into and all on the all everything you need. So don't worry about it. I think we're good, man. I think we're going to have a great week. Yeah, we're going to have a great St. Patrick's Day. We're going to green all our beers.
Happy belated 311 day.
Going to make sure your liver is nice and green.
Yeah. So you're going to pee, see if we can pee green.
Mm-hmm. I want to be so drunk I pee green.
Yeah.
I don't know what reminded me of this right now. I know it's the end of the show. So for the two of you that are still listening, we had this weird panty mystery at work today.
I hate when that happens.
We found a pair of panties in the employee restroom, ladies employee restroom. So only... the four of us that were there today were using the restroom, and there was a pair of black panties with red cherries on them, and nobody would fess up. They're definitely not mine. Nah. I know they're not mine. Everyone was like, I don't know. Nobody else is here, guys. And I mean, they were clean. They weren't weird. They weren't like nothing. But nobody would say that they were theirs. And I'm like, somebody in here is like, fuck, those are mine. And they just don't want to say.
Maybe it was a like stuck in the pant leg kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, listen, it's happened to me. It has that shit has happened to me. I have caught it, luckily. But
don't say anything. Just don't admit to it. Don't. Nothing. Just keep it. Because look, you've won. Everyone's like, I don't know. Like, people are confused. Just don't fess up to it. Just leave it be.
But really who I thought they belonged to is the one that said that they found them in there. And I was like, I'm so confused.
No,
it's such a mystery. Of the traveling panties.
So they're the only ones off the list because if you were the person, you would have like thrown them in the trash or something. You would have done something. Unless
she just wanted to make the whole thing weird. Like maybe she's lonely and she's like, this is going to start a conversation. They're my panties, but I'm going to gaslight everybody to make them think it's theirs.
Guys, somebody.
Please talk to weird. Me inside.
Look what I found in the bathroom, guys. Isn't this crazy?
Well, and of all the four of us that were there today, only three of us could have fit in those panties. So like, I eliminated one of them immediately. And I was just like, I'm going to figure out who's these.
So really, what I'm hearing you say is down to like two women that it could be.
Yeah. Really. They're definitely not mine. For sure. Like, I know that. I'm sure. I don't do patterns, man. I'm a solid panties kind of gal. Yeah. All right. No cherries. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm in my 40s. We're just keeping it low key. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Already locked down. No need to. Yep.
Yeah. You don't need to be flashy. It's just all business.
Frumpy, but Wednesday, I don't need like.
But it's Sunday.
I am way past the cherries on my panties phase of my life.
All right. The
other folks are younger. So
yeah, it's
probably I am them. Not, by the way.
Tune in to future Perfect Poor episodes to see who wore the cherry panties. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Poor. Have a great week.
She who smelt it, dealt it, is that what you're saying?
Be safe.
Is that the logic we're at?
Claim your panties. Have before fun. All that.
Before all that.
Check the labels for initials.